Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Νομίζω κάνει φοβερή δουλειά στην ομονία.
Λοιπόν, τάξη. Ο Κίλιαν θα έρθει το door behind. I will give the taxi. And I close the door. And I want to go inside. And Kilian go out.
You're going to get someone messaging you afterwards saying, why did you mention me?
Hey, fuck them.
She say, "You, I cry because you are here today."
Πάμε σιλά καμφτιά, λίγο αμπρέγα από τα μέσα.
Edo, welcome to a very special edition of the No Chofdes podcast on the OLB. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and tell your nunna. I'm your host, Stel, and I've got a very special guest with me tonight. It's none other than Edgar Marcelinho. Edgar, welcome to the show, Filemu. How are you?
Thank you very much, my friend. I'm fine. What about you?
Yeah, very good, very good. Omonia won yesterday, a very big victory against Aris, which takes us up to seventh in the table. We've got Abuel on Monday. So I'm really excited about this one.
Will be a big derby again.
Yeah, you know all about them, don't you?
I'm missing these derbies between Omonia and Apoel. Yeah, it was amazing.
Brilliant. Well, again, thank you for coming on the show. Before we start talking about your time at Omonia, can you tell me a little bit about your youth career? Because I believe you're an academica before joining Sporting. What was it like growing up as a youngster?
Well, for me was luck the way I went to Sporting Lisbon. I started my career in academic at Coimbra because I'm born there, and in one youth tournament I was the best player and top scorer of the tournament, and was there the big clubs Sporting, Benfica and Porto, and of course the club of my heart is Sporting Lisbon, so I didn't think twice and I went straight away to Sporting Lisbon. And then it was a big change, 13 years old, without your family, alone in Lisbon, different town, too big, something new. Well, it was big, very, very, very different, very difficult for me the first year in Sporting Lisbon. I really think on this time, more than one time, to go back to my town. But then on the second year, everything changed. I was playing amazing when I was 14. I was considered the best player of my age in Portugal. I signed professional contract for 7 years with Sporting Lisbon. And then the little dream was coming true. And after a few months I signed my contract, I had a very serious injury in my feet. I broke my feet and I was almost 1 year out of the field. It was really, really, really difficult to come back. But I was in one club like Sporting Lisbon. And you have, of course, supporting from everyone, doctors, physiotherapists. So I was lucky. I could say that I was lucky because I was in good hands. And the next 3-4 years, was time to build my shape again. I come back, and then since 18 I start to go alone to other clubs. My first professional club as a main team was Penafiel in first league in Portugal, and then I returned to Sporting. I went again to for loan to RBC Rosenthal in first league in Holland. Then I returned again to Sporting for my last year of contract. And then I decide to break my contract with Sporting Lisbon and go to. Can you hear me now?
Yep. You said you broke your contract and then you left, and then that's when it froze.
Ah, okay, because I lost the connection. Yeah, so I decided to release my contract with Sporting Lisbon. I think it was one of the big mistakes in my life because I was in Sporting Lisbon. I was not happy because I didn't have the chance to make a preseason and then know for sure if I was play for the Sporting Lisbon or not. So I was too young. Maybe on this time I should listen people that is behind you and supporting you. So they advised me to stay at least for more 1 or 2 years because they wanted to make a new contract. I didn't want, so I just want to leave. You know, I was like upset with the situation because I didn't have my chance. And then I went to Vitória de Guimarães. So I can say that was not a very good decision from me. But anyway, I make my decisions, so I have to run behind them. So in Vitória de Guimarães, the thing they didn't went good from the beginning of the season, and we was not on the top of the table as everyone was expecting. And on this time, I was one of the expensive players of the team because I was coming from Sporting Lisbon. And then in November, the things they start to not be okay. And was one day that someone from the club talked with my agent, and they say to him that the best thing was for him to look for other club for me. And then the two options that I had, one was Portimonense in Portugal, and the other club was Omonia FC. And to tell you the truth, I didn't want to come to Cyprus because I was still playing in under 21 in Portugal, and I didn't want to go so far in one league that on this time was not good enough for me. But I was listening to people that they was doing the things for me, and they were saying that Cyprus was near to Greece and could be a chance for me to come up again in a big club in Greece. And without to speak English, because on this time I couldn't speak English. I was 1 year in Holland, but it was difficult for me because it was the Dutch mixing with English, and was difficult for me. So I come with 21 or 22 years old in Cyprus, in Nicosia, and was a big adventure for me. And then this time in Cyprus, everyone knows, special on this side. And then I was a little I was playing in everywhere, except America. I never played there, but I was playing in 9 different countries. I was in Holland, Spain, Greece, Cyprus, Oman, India, Morocco, and Australia.
A lot of traveling,
yeah. Was not good, because everyone says that a player when change team or change country, you need a little time to adapt to the place, to the new country, to the new players, new mentality of the people. For me was always very, was not very easy to come inside of the people, because I'm the kind of guy that I like to talk with everyone, especially the people. Like I was in Cyprus and I had more friends on this time from Cyprus than Portuguese players. It's strange, it is, but was always like that. If you tell me if I was going to make all the same decisions that I have done, I would say no, of course, because it's passed already since the time I went to Omonia, I think 15 years, 15, 16 years. And okay, now with other experience, with another mentality, you know that you make a lot of mistakes, but it's life. The mistakes that you make, you can't go back to change them, to repair them, and just continue your career, continue your philosophy in what you believe. And I'm happy for my career. It's not the career that I was waiting for me. I'm more disappointed for more than no one else. But as long as you finish your career and you are happy with yourself, you are okay.
Oh, absolutely, Phil. And I want to rewind back to when you got your injury, when you broke your foot at Sporting. And obviously, as a youngster, I mean, how old were you? 15, 16?
I was 15.
15. Yeah, so 15 years old, you break your foot, which is a pretty big injury. At any point, were you thinking to yourself, that's it, I'm not going to play again? Because Sporting Lisbon is up here.
Sporting Lisbon, the doctors, they told me straight away, you are, since I done the first surgery, they told me straight away, it's not sure that you will come back again to play football. Right. And of course, that for me, with 15 years old, was like the world was ending for me, because on this, just before 6-7 months, I was considered the best player on my age in Portugal. It was coming teams from England, from Spain, from Italy, and what the fuck? After a few months, you are out. So I was really, really lucky on this situation. And then come one thing that most of the people, especially in Cyprus, because this happened in Cyprus a lot of times with me, I get injury very easily. Why? Because my legs was not the same. So my muscles, I was so fast. And okay, you know me, you saw me playing in Omonia with 21, 22 years old. Mm. I was too quickly, and my legs, my hamstrings, most of the times they pull. Not a lot. Yeah. But I was fucked up like for 1 month. And then come the problem, because also in Portugal happened the same. I don't smoke, I don't drink, but okay, don't ask one professional football player to don't drink, to don't go out, to don't leave. Because if a football player don't leave, everyone like to do a few things. Okay, the people in Cyprus, special on this time, they put me the name, the Dolce Vita.
Yeah,
I'm like the kind of guy that I'm not the most professional guy, but I'm not unprofessional. So I have rules. You have to be focused and you have to follow the rules. So what is the point if you have training in the morning and you have to be at home at 12? What is the problem to go at the restaurant and eat at the restaurant? With 21 years old, 22, if I was going to make my food to eat, I was going to eat eggs, salsichas, hamburgers, pizza. And this is not food for a football player.
Yeah.
So this happened with me in Cyprus. When the things, in the first 4, 5, 6 months, no one said nothing about me, just amazing things. But people in Cyprus, they advised me, be careful, because on the time that the things, they are not going so good, you will pay for everything. And after a few months, when the things, there was not as everyone expect, this happened with me also.
So you mentioned that you were 21, 22 years old in Cyprus on your own, and you didn't have much of a relationship with the Portuguese players at the club, which for me is strange, because I'm thinking, you're a youngster, they're older than you. They should be taking you to one side and saying, my friend, you know, you do things a bit different here. We will look after you. Come be with our family. I'm not saying that didn't happen, but I'm just assuming that this didn't happen. But, you know, you're right. 21, 22 years old, you're in Cyprus. You've got the nightclubs. You've got all these other distractions.
Not only nightclubs. I'm not the guy for nightclubs. I prefer a restaurant, a bar, listen music and go home. I was not drinking alcohol. I don't smoke. But don't say to a guy with 21, 22 years old in Cyprus, as everyone knows, to don't go at cafes, to don't look. Okay, at this time I was, I'm not married anymore. I was not married, but I was living together with the mother of my kids. But anyway, don't ask players in Cyprus. I used to say Cyprus is the perfect place where a player can destroy his career. It's a very easy place to destroy your career. Why? Amazing, amazing island with amazing people. And you know, summertime, it's almost 8 months. No, okay, for us, for you there, no, but for it's 6, 7, 8 months summertime. Then nightclubs, bars, restaurants, people that live his life and they don't care and they don't give a shit to no one else. And this for football players that they go for other countries, people that they don't have families, they don't have friends. Then they go make friends with people from Cyprus, as I was doing. And as you mentioned before, I want to just to say something. I had a guy in Omonia that is Nelson Vegan. You know him. Yeah. It's a guy that I respect a lot. It was like a big brother for me there. And then I play with him also in Morocco, but was a guy that always he was near to me. Always he gave me many advice. Don't do that. Be careful. Listen, you know, they will speak bad about you. They see one finger and they will speak about all your body. But on this time, I was so good, so fucking good with the ball. And, you know, in Omonia, I can say that I didn't need to do training to be better than the other ones. I knew it. And that maybe make you to relax a little and to don't be so professional as I was in Portugal. Why? Because in Portugal, if I was not professional, as I need to do, as I need to be, I will not play. The other guy will play. So on this time, in Cyprus, since I played the first match, second match, and everyone start to talk about me, I understand that it was too easy. Why? Because I didn't need to be so good on the training sessions, because I knew it. I was going to play, and I was going to play amazing. And I think this was one of my problems, not on the first year, because in the first 6 months was amazing in Omonia, but the problem was after. I'm not listening to you now. Give me 1 second.
I think that's me. I think that's me, Phila. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, you know, at the time we had a lot of talented players. Magna was there, Gaiafa, Grodzianowski was there. I think Vice came the same month as you, if I'm not mistaken.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Can you hear me? Okay. Okay, yes.
You can hear me, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I was saying at the time, we had a lot of talented, creative players. Magno was there, obviously Gaiaf in the middle of the park, Bar, Grodzianowski, even Vice came, I think, the same time as you. So, yeah, I can understand the mentality that you had, because you came from Sporting. You know, this is a massive club. Massive, massive club. And for you to come from Sporting to Cyprus, okay, via a club in Holland and obviously another club in, but you were officially a product of Sporting's academy. And I've spoken to many people that remember you at Omonia, and they were saying you were so talented, but there was always something that didn't get you to that next level. Now, you're saying obviously the distractions or whatever, be it going out to a restaurant, this and that. But do you think there was a little bit of, what's the word, complacency? Did you feel that maybe you were too good, so maybe that it wasn't worth putting in too much of an effort because you knew that you were already there, so you didn't really need to step up one more gear to go up there?
Yeah, well, I think so. Also, you know, on this time, as you say, Magno Musselin was there, Zelis was there, yeah. Who else? Musa Mguni was there. So we had a team, Torão, Nelson Veiga, Caiafas. Yeah. So they knew it on this time. They knew it that one of us, very easy, could decide the game. Okay. And then on this time, I play one game. I will not forget the game against Agnes. Okay, that was raining so much, and I was playing like it was not water on the field. You know, the games after, you know, I start to have much attention from everyone. I was only 21 or 22 on this time. So on this time, maybe I relaxed a little, you know. I was not so, I want more. And then I think this was my problem, because when you have a target, and if you want more, if you want to reach more, you have to work more. And I think not that I was not working or that I was not professional, but always was missing a little. So I miss a little. I miss a little of all what doesn't. I doesn't know what. Sure, but maybe a little bit more work. Maybe a little bit more serious. Maybe a little bit more. Maybe listen more the guys, the older guys. I mean, Magnus, Elias, Torão, Nelson Veiga. Maybe to reserve my name. To stay more at home, to don't go so much time out. I mean, not that you go out at the clubs, but I had my coffee in the morning. I wake up, I take my breakfast, I go for one coffee, I come back, then I go for lunch at the restaurant. And now I forget the name of the restaurant. But
do you think because there wasn't enough pressure to perform? Is that, do you think that's what it was? No, Supper's very laid back, relaxed. It's all right, we'll do it tomorrow.
I start to be lazy because I knew that was not other player better than me. And okay, and I had a coach, you know, my coach Mansourakis was a guy that if you miss, you will pay. And with Mansourakis on the training session, was nothing to say to me, not on the games. But on this time, you know, it's like also when you start to get disappointed because you are feeling that I'm not going to play more than that. I was waiting for top level in my career, and I'm in Omonia, with all the respect with Omonia, because it's a club that we know, but it was not enough for me. And I think on this time I was thinking, okay, I'm okay. I have easy life. I have good life. I'm in a nice place to live, playing in the biggest team in the island, one of the best players of the team. What else?
Edgar, was there a little bit of fear for you? And the reason why I ask this is because I've seen the football pitches in Cyprus. They're not like what you're used to in different countries, you know? And you having that injury when you were younger, coming to, you mentioned the hamstrings, and if those pitches are heavy, you're running heavy, it's a lot of pressure, a lot of load volume on your knees. Do you think that even playing in Cyprus made you feel a little bit, I'm not going to give it 100%, maybe I'll play 70, 80% because these pitches are just not safe enough? And also the physicality, it's much different.
Yeah, and not only the pitch, I think also the way the people was playing. After my third game, fourth game, everyone want to kick me. Everyone that come to me was, they knew they will not get the ball. They will get my legs. And if I go back now on YouTube and I check my videos from Omonia at this time, every time that I have the ball, if I pass from the player, I have other one to come and kick me. And then I don't know, maybe you come down, you know, maybe, okay, I'm okay. I just don't want to get injury. I just want to play, to be okay, to have my life, to have my easy life playing. But I think on this time, I lost the wish to go one step more, to look above. And I think that happened when I left Omonia and I went to Spain, and when I returned to Cyprus again. That was on the time that, fuck, I will not destroy my career like that. Mm.
That's fair enough. Because when you're young, you make decisions. And sometimes you make
stupid decisions.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Tell me about the culture at Omonia then at the club, because you mentioned a lot of players who were quite influential. You mentioned Zelias, and you know, we interviewed Zelias months ago, and he told us about the issues that he had, personal issues at the club, not with the club, but personal issues with his wife. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why perhaps he didn't perform to the level that he knew he could. Obviously, he had his injuries as well, but there was a few personal issues and it didn't work out well for him. But, you know, when you look at your time at the club, what would you say were your fondest memories? Because if I remember correctly, Andoni was the head coach and then he left, Okuka came in, and then it all went downhill for a lot of players when he left.
Listen, to speak straight away about Okuka was the most, to don't be bad on the words, I hate this guy since the first day I saw him. Was the kind of guy, I say, from the first time that he stand up, give the hand to me to say hi on my first training in Omonia. And listen, on the first 6 months in Omonia, no one can say nothing to me because I was playing amazing and no one could say something about me. On the second, so I come for holidays in Portugal. When I returned to Cyprus, this guy, he gave me his hand to shake his hand. First training in Omonia, it was thousands of people watching the training session. And we make, I can't forget, we make the beep test to see who was the guy that more make more times, and then the T to make the guy that the faster guy. So on my first words with this guy, his words was, "You come for holidays or you come to play football?" Straight away. Mm. I say to him in my language, I will not say here because it's too bad, but I say in my words, I say 2-3 words really bad for him. Because I knew, I don't know, I don't know who gave information to him about me, but definitely was someone that didn't like me. And when I said these words to him, I turned back to him. So we don't have nothing to speak again. Mm. And on this time, I went to the pitch, and I was one of the guys that make more times. So on the when the session was ended, I come to him and I say to him, "You have your answer. It's for you." So on this time with Okuka, was too bad because he started my problems in Omonia. He was trying to put the fans against me because the fans, they was coming to the ground and everyone was asking why I was not playing. Everyone was complaining. And this guy was playing with me. And I'm the kind of guy, I'm too calm. I'm very easy guy. I like to be good with everyone, but I don't like to have someone to be in my back.
To stab it, yeah. Oh. Edgar, your mic is muted. Your mic.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
So on this time we was playing European League.
Your connection's gone again.
No, sorry. Not casting with the other one.
Your connection lost. Your connection dropped. When you were talking about the European games, your connection just dropped and it froze.
And now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah. Oh, no, it stopped again.
Can you hear me now?
It stops and it stops. It starts and it stops.
Wait. And now? Now it's
okay?
Keep
talking, yeah.
Now?
Yep.
Now it will be okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So we was playing the qualifications. It was the first games of the season, the qualifications for European League.
Yes.
So this guy, because he's not a coach, he's just a guy, he come to the pitch when we finished the session. He speak with every players. He say the 18 players that they was going to the game, and he turned to me. He put his finger for me. You know why you are not in the team? And I answered to him, because you want other one. That's it. No, because last night you was out. Yes. Last okay. night you was out. So on this time, I make a big mess on the training session. I call him. I can't forget. I can't forget this. I say, it's a megalo safety. It's a megalo safety. And
It's breaking up again. It's breaking up again. I don't know what's happening here.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It froze again, and then the microphone cut. So I'm not sure what now, happened there. Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
So on this time, I said to him that it was a big liar, and the vice president of Omonia was one tall guy with glass.
Yeah. I forget his name.
I'm not sure if it's Akish. I'm not sure. Whatever. So on this time, I called him straight away because he was on the training session. And I said to him, I want to leave from Omonia because with this guy, I will have a big problem. And in one time in my life, I will punch a coach and I don't want that. I just want to leave. Let me go because this guy don't want me in the team and I don't want to work with this guy. So they say, calm down. We will check. Man, my English was not so good. I couldn't explain. And the problem is that this guy was making troubles to me and I was not understanding why. So he was saying that I was out and was not true because I was not out. And I said to him, if you saw me out, you have to tell me where, what time and with who I was out, because you have to prove that. And of course, he was lying. He couldn't say that where and what time and with who I was. So I said that I wanted to leave, and we were talking July, I think. But Omonia didn't let me go, and they knew it. If I release my contract, maybe I could go to Apoel straight away, because my friends, my Portuguese friends, there was all of them playing in Apoel. That's why after a few months, I had this stupid thing that go alone to talk with the board of Apoel, and then everyone understand and everyone realized, and I left from Cyprus. But to finish that, this guy Okuka was just a stupid guy that come to Omonia in the wrong time, and you know, I didn't want to work with this guy, but he was the coach of Omonia, and I knew that I will play only when he will leave. And it's not good for me to be at the bench or to be, because then he was playing with me. He didn't put me in the team. He take me to the hotel, but I was the outside of the bench. I was watching the game outside. So that start to make me to be very angry with this old situation and to put me against Omonia, not Omonia club, but about all the situation. And on this time, we start to play. So I was outside and I need to wish the team to lose for me to play. Why? Because if we lose 1, 2, 3 games, I knew it that they will send him away and then I will start to play. But this is not good for a player to wish the team to lose for them, you know, to have the chance to play. And then come, I don't know how many games after. Then we play European League in
Sofia. Was it Sofia?
No, Montenegro.
Montenegro, yeah.
Montenegro. And I left straight away to Portugal. I returned to Portugal. So I didn't want to go back to Cyprus. And then on this time, the board from Omonia, they call me, come, the situation will change. And I said, the situation will not change. I will not play. And okay, then I returned to Cyprus. And I know that we win 4 or 5 games. Then we play against Apop Kinidas away. I was again on the team, but outside of the bench. And I will never forget because I think we draw 1-1. And then the fans, they destroy everything. And no one want to leave from the stadium. And I was the only guy that take my bag and I go inside of the bus. And when inside of the bus, they opened the door of the stadium, was the police. They didn't want me to go. Before, like two games before, in Gasibi, we had a very, very, very bad match, and they throw stones to the bus. So everyone was afraid. Omonia fans. So on the second, on this game, in Paphos against Apopkinides, I was the only one that had the balls to come outside. But I knew it because the fans outside is always, they was shouting my name to play because the things they was not good. So on this time, I will never forget, all the fans from Omonia that they was outside, they start to sing my name, and I was really, really happy again, you know. And then I feel that, I belong to this club. I belong to these fans. And the fans, they promised to me, this was Sunday, they promised to me that on Monday, don't worry, that tomorrow this guy is not here anymore. And was my dream to watch this coach to go away. Not because my situation, but because of the situation against everyone. He was against everyone. This guy was against himself, you know.
I remember speaking to Rui Lima about Okuka, and he was telling me that Okuka, he signed for Omonia. Rui signed for Omonia, and then a few months later, he was offered a contract at a Turkish club, and he said, "No, I want to stay." And then all of a sudden, he was falling out with Okuka. Okuka was telling him, "I don't want you to play." They had a big argument. And also, I don't know if this, you know, because this is what Rui told me, but he said that there are a lot of Cypriot players that perhaps didn't want the Portuguese players to succeed. It's almost as if they took happiness in some of the Portuguese players not doing well at the club. Did you see anything like that?
Yes. Yes. Not only Cypriots. Sorry, but it was not so. No, not only Cypriots. It was Portuguese between Portuguese. Foreigners. I think on this time everyone was very jealous against everyone. Not everyone, but you know.
Was it about money though?
Yes, yes.
Who was getting the highest wage? Is that what it was?
And this was one of the reasons that I didn't renew my contract with Omonia, because I was one of the cheapest foreigners. And I say, if I'm the best player, or if I'm one of the best players on the first 6 months, if you want to change my contract again, you have to pay me more.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to ask you, because I asked the same thing to Rui. I said to him, do you think Okuka and the powers that be at Omonia were trying to get you angry so that you could say, fine, forget my contract, I'm gone, so they wouldn't have to pay you? Is that what they're trying to do with you?
No, because I asked to leave and they didn't let me go. Yeah. I asked to leave and I didn't want money. I say straight away to them, I just want to play football. And this guy don't want me to play. And I will not be happy with him. And he will not be happy with me. So I will not be myself. And then everything changed. On this Monday, he left. Thanks God, he left. On Tuesday, we went to the hotel. On Wednesday, we play against Apollonians for cup. And I went outside on 73 minutes. And I score one goal and I give one assist. Mm. We were winning 2-0. The match ends 2-2. So, since this time, I start to play again. So, then everything to start to be okay again. And then I know, then come, I forget the name of the coach, Cypriot coach.
Was it Savidis?
Savidis. Then comes... and I... That guy...
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, very, very little bit.
No, it's a little bit. Now?
Yes. Oh.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So, on this time, in one game with Savidis already, it was not Savidis. Stay Tuta.
Tutić
for a few games, but Tutić as a coach, sorry, but you know, but
Can you hear me?
It's going in and out.
I don't know what happened. With my phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now, yes.
So, on this time when Okuka left, Tutic stay in his place for a few games, and then comes Savidi.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, I get injury again, but on my knee, something that you can't, you know, it's not because you don't sleep or because I don't want to say what.
Edgar, it's gone again. It's gone again. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, no problem. Sure. Yeah. No problem. Ecco Bella, look at this. Revelations. Obviously, we're having some technical difficulties, so apologies for anything, the inconvenience. Hey, this is the joys of live streaming, isn't it? The joys of live streaming, these things can happen left, right, and center. But, you know, Edgar's done a fantastic job telling us the stories about his time at the club. And if you've got any questions, feel free to put them in the comments. If you want to jump on, the link is at the top. I'm going to bring it up here, right here. And if you look at the comment section right at the top, it should be there. So, yeah, wow. Revelations. Left, right, and center, right? Absolutely unbelievable. But yeah, let me put the link again if anyone wants to join us. Just put that in the chat in the comment section. Edo. Let me know your fondest memories about Edgar. Let me know. What do you remember about him? You obviously mentioned the goal against Apollon. But what would you say were your favourite memories about him? Very tricky, skillful player. And we knew what reputation he came with. And I think sometimes a lot of footballers who come from teams like Sporting, because of the history of the club, because of the players that they've produced over the years, there's a lot of expectancy for these younger players. And for a 21-year-old to come to Cyprus after having a foot injury, hamstring problems, very difficult to sustain. So tell me what you guys think. What do you remember about Edgar? Here we go. Got a couple of one here. Here we go. And Sophia as well, who I assume is a relative of Edgar's. So thank you for tuning in. Seven up. Beautiful. Oh, here we go. Is he here? Hello, Edgar.
Can you hear me now?
I can, Filimu, yes.
Give me just 1 second.
No problem.
To see if I can. Otherwise, I will not listen to you good.
No problem whatsoever. No. I was just telling everyone to let me know or let us know their favorite memories of your time at the club, because over the past few months. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you a little bit. I can hear you a little bit. I'm not sure what the are you on the Wi-Fi? Is it on Wi-Fi that you're doing or 4G?
I close it.
No, okay.
I'm on 4G now.
You're on 4G. Okay, no problem. Okay, huh? Yeah. It's fine. I think your microphone might need to be turned up a little bit. Let me see if I can change your microphone. If you could talk now.
Check, otherwise I will close it.
No, it's fine. I've turned it up, so it's fine. We'll go like this. It's fine. We've done 43 minutes. I don't want to waste too much of your time, Filimu. So yeah, tell me what you have to say about about Dudic.
Well, Tutic was not prepared to be the coach of Omonia, you know, it's on this time, maybe, I don't know if he's still a coach or no, I know.
He is.
Okay, he is? In which club it is now?
I think it's a second division club, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's a second division club.
On this time, he was not prepared to be the coach of Omonia, with all these players, all these talent players. Okay, he was one of the most famous players in Omonia. But on this time, he was not prepared to be the coach of Omonia, you know. And then the things that didn't go as everyone expected, and then Savidis come. So...
So, Filimu, I know you know you've taken the time out to talk to us, and again, I really appreciate it. And I don't know what's happening with the technical problems, but we've got there. We've got there eventually.
We can stay for a while if you want.
No problem. Brilliant. I won't take up too much more of your time, but there was another question I wanted to ask you, and we had Cafu on last month or the month before, and he was telling us that sometimes people at Omonia high up were telling a few players to play badly and offering them money to do so. Now, he didn't mention any names, and I don't expect you to do the same if this happened. Did you see anything like that happening at the club?
Listen, to me, never no one says something like that, because I never give the chance for someone to think something like that about me. And of course, I listen sometimes on the changing room, a few things that I didn't like. And I say straight away, listen, with me, if I'm inside, I don't give a fuck to nothing. I will play to win. Don't ask me or to miss a foul or to shoot bad. No, if someone say or ask something to a player, I don't know. Because Cafu was on this time, Torrão, Nelson Veiga, Rui Lima. Who else miss one? No, Medeiros and Ricardo Sousa. So if they talk with them about that, I don't know. I was not near to them. So I make my life in Cyprus. I make my life inside of the pitch with the players. Outside, I didn't have so much relationship. Okay, I was not going for coffee, for friends, for restaurant. My friends was people from Nicosia, was people that was not football players. And my friends, if I can consider friends, they was playing in Apoel, so it was not on my team.
Okay. Well, one very, very quick question before I do the quick fire questions, right? You mentioned Apoel were interested in you. Did they talk to you officially about moving to the club? And did you feel that maybe that would have been the right move for you?
Well, when you are feeling good, if you are not feeling good at home, you will not stay at home. You will move your home. So if you are not feeling good with your wife, you will move. It's better. So on this time in Omonia, I was not feeling good. I was not feeling good because, as you just said to me, I listened something now that I couldn't imagine. Okay, I was not imagining that was happening. Omonia, I didn't press attention. I go to the training session and I go, because for me football is not 24 hours a day. So for me football was on the time that I was on the training session. Then football for me. Then outside, I like to live my life. With Apoel, as I told you, I have no, for me, it's not because you are with Apoel that I cannot go out with you, that I cannot speak with you. I had people from Omonia, they knew it, that I was having lunch, coffee, as you know, the cafe of Pralina. So I was every day at Pralina, and most of the people that was going at Pralina was people with Apoel, and the owner was with Omonia. So most of the people that was talking with me was people that was near the board of Apoel. So they knew it, the problems, they knew it that I wanted to leave. And someone, I don't know who, I cannot remember who, they asked me straight away, you are sure that you want to go Apoel? Because if you want that, and if it's from you, We will fix this meeting. And I had this meeting with the board of Apoel. I went to the few kilometers away from Nicosia. I think on this time was the place, the company of the president of Apoel. And the only reason I wanted to move Omonia to Apoel was to play.
to play, to, you know, for me playing in Omonia, I knew it, and the fans, they knew it that I was with them. I love them. I love the way they support me, and they knew it that when I was on the pitch, I want to make my best to give to them. So on this time, people start to change. Maybe Marcelinho is not that. Maybe Marcelinho is that. Or maybe he's a liar. And these things, they come because in the beginning of the season with Okuka, I was not on the team, and I was not staying at home crying. And this is what he wanted, that I stay in Nicosia at home crying. He don't put me in the team. No, I do my best on the training session. You don't want me, it's your problem. So on Friday, I take my bag and I go to Ayanapa. If you ask me if I was going to do the same again, no. But I take my bag. Who know me know that for me it was summertime all the year. I love to be on the beach, to be on the sea. So I was Friday, last training. I'm not in the team. Straight away to Ayanapa. And I stayed there the weekend. I return only to watch the match. So people was changing the things. Okay. I know that I had my mistakes. And I know that I give the chance for the people to talk bad about me. But the people, and they know, I will not mention the name of them, but the people that was near to the board of Apoel on this time, if they will listen this, what we are doing now, they know are them. I told straight, and they know that is true. I told straight away to them, I don't want not even more 1 euro. I want the same money I get in Omonia. I want a house, a car, and the flights to go to Portugal for me and my family. That's it. I don't want nothing else. I just want to be happy, and I want to play for you because I'm in Omonia, and I was maybe the only player that everyone in Apoel want Marcelinho in Apoel. So I was thinking, fuck, if I go to Apoel now, I will change again. The mentality will change. So on this time, I wanted to go to Apoel, but the things that didn't happen. I don't know why. Because I was thinking no one it will know, but 2 hours after the meeting, many people already knew it about the meeting with the board of Apoel. But the things that didn't happen, and then I don't stay in Omonia. I didn't stay in Omonia. I didn't stay in Apoel. I lose money in Omonia because I left 2 months, 3 months salary. I don't know. Now I don't remember, but I know that I left 2-3 months salary, and then I went to Spain. That's why 6 months after I returned to Cyprus, and when I returned to Cyprus, I come to Apopkinios, and was lucky because I had the chance to play twice against Omonia for cup, and the game for the league. And then they understand who I was, because I think on this time in Apopkinios, I was really on my best performance, and in a small team.
The thing is, You were quite young joining Omonia, 21, 22 years old. And knowing what you knew about the rivalry between Apoel and Omonia, did you know then how much it would have upset the Omonia fans if you went to the club, and how they may have treated you if they saw you out in the streets? Or was it like you were young, you didn't really care too much, or you didn't know? No?
Who knows me, and even on this time, people told me, we will punch you if you move to Apoel. And I said, I don't care. I will not stay in Omonia. I want to move to Apoel. And it was not about the matter about the fans, because the fans, they didn't realize what was happening. Yeah. The fans, they come to the pitch with Okuka to understand what happening in the training sessions. And everyone was trying to be annoying. And I know, it's to be in Apoel, to be in Omonia, go to Apoel, or to be in Apoel, you go in Omonia. It's the same to be in Sporting and go to Benfica. It's the same thing. Even now, it's the same in Portugal. If you are in Sporting, you go to Benfica. What? It's your life. Yeah. It's the way you live. Why? If Omonia don't want you, or if the people in Omonia don't want you, why can't you go to the rival? Why? It's not to be with two women on the same time, that you have your wife and you have other one. And then I go to the other one and then I come to you. No, it's not the same. And when you no, this happened when you divorce, when you separate. I can't live with you anymore. So I want to live with the other one. And this is the same with the clubs. So when I start to feel, and never I say that I was not feeling loved by the fans of Omonia, because I do, until the game with Apokinidas. And then they turned me on. Fans of Omonia, on this time, they lost the cup. The fans of Omonia and Tutic on the, you know, when you finish the match and you come to talk about the match, what happened.
The press conference, yeah.
What happened, why the Galactic, they didn't play because it was Aloneftis, was Constantinos, was Okaz. I remember all of them. Karlambush.
Karlambush, yeah.
But, so all of them, they didn't play in the match home. And I knew it. I don't care who's going to play in. They can play with 15 players. They will not win in Peja. And they didn't win. I was considered the best player in the game, and I didn't score even one goal. But, you know, it's like I was the kind of player, if I had someone with a knife behind me all the time, teasing me and teasing me and teasing me, this was what I miss in Omonia. On this time, if they was teasing me, I believe that I was, maybe I was stealing in Omonia with 37 years old.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Well, look, one more question on Okuka, because I know that, you know, he's not your, your favourite person. But what do you think was his problem with you? Because what I'm understanding is that from the first day you met each other, he tried to make your life difficult. Why would he do that when you were one of the best players at the time?
Listen, I don't know if you ask me now, with 37 years old, with all my experience, maybe you want to take the best of me. Maybe you want to turn me on, you know? But it's not on this way that you turn on someone. It's not that you look, and listen, looking to him again, eyes to eyes, is the kind of guy, on the first moment, I don't trust. I don't trust. I look to him, and I say to him, fuck, I don't trust you. I will never trust you. But you can prove me the opposite, okay? You can work the confidence. You can work for someone to change what he think about you. But about him, I didn't miss one of the things that, you know, everything that come to my mind on this time, everything happened. And I know one of the trainings I say, you want to go in this way? Okay, let's see who gonna fall down, if you or me. I'm gonna play with you, my friend. And on this time, I told to him, you think I'm going to be sad to don't play the game? No, you are the coach, you are the guy. But the first time you're gonna make mistake, you are done, you are dead, you are in no money. The fans, they will kill you very easily. And I remember to say to summertime to him, you know, because then I start to be an idiot, because on the training, I was talking, like, training session was in, come the list of the players to the next match. And I was not there. Okay, let's go to Ayanapa. In my bags, there was no, just for you to understand the way I was thinking already. Was not good. It's not good for a player to think in this way, you know. What you should think is, fuck, I want to show to this guy, you know, I'm not going to show bad face. You want to put me in the game? You take me in the game. You don't want to take me in the game. You will not make me more sad because of that. So, and that, I was making him nervous, you know, because I was not on the team and I was laughing going outside. Of course, I was not happy, but I want to make him to be crazy. What I'm going to do with this? He was calling me Dolce Vita. He called me one time Dolce Vita, and I call him ugly guy. I'm Dolce Vita, you are ugly guy. On the training session. And because of him, one day with Tutic, with the guy, with him and Tutic, I ran to him in the training session because I want to punch him. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. See, the thing is, from from what I'm understanding here, and this is my interpretation of it, I think he thought you came to Armonia with a big reputation, having come from Sporting, the background, you know, and Sporting have produced so many great players over the years. And he probably thought, he's still young. I can push him around. You know, maybe he's having the career that I wanted when I was younger, you know. Maybe there was that element of jealousy because it happens so many times. It happens so many times. But I have another very quick question, a very quick question about this manager again. Sorry that it's dominating this, but you've probably seen it at many clubs. I've seen it talking to previous footballers and managers of other clubs. Every manager has a favourite, one or two players that they always trust, you know, whether if the player is maybe 70%, they put them on the substitutes bench. Did Okuka have those players? And if they did, if he did, were these the players that were taking some happiness in people like you and your teammates failing? Would that be fair to say?
Well, Phil,
I've put you in the corner now, haven't I?
I have no problem, you know. In Portugal, we say "que non deve non tem," so it means that I don't care. I can say whatever I want because I don't, you know. What I can say is we are in 2021, and if the things happen now in 2021 with a director manager that brings the coach brings two or three players. These two or three players is the guys in the changing room that they push everything to the coach. Of course, if I'm a coach and I have two, three guys that they are my guys, in who I'm going to trust? In my guys. And doesn't matter if you are in Cyprus, if you are in Portugal, if you are in England, if you are in Italy, if you are in the first league, in the fourth league, in the amateur, doesn't matter. So if the board have one coach, and if someone in the board trusts the coach, and if the coach trusts three, four players, and of course, then you have the agents behind. So if you are my coach, if you are my coach, you have to put more two or three players that they are my players, because my players, they need to play. So all this time, yes, of course, the things happen. In a school, in a class, the teacher don't like every student the same. All the time, she have one that she prefer than the other one. It's normally.
Yeah. Always sits normally at the front of the class.
In the company, the same. In football, it's the same. Okay, as father, I cannot say the same because I have four children and I like all of them the same.
The same, but, yeah.
But, you know, thinking, you know, calm down and go back and think about all the situation. Yes. Some players, they didn't deserve to play and they play. They never change. They play bad and they play again. Other guys, they come inside, they play one time good and they don't have the chance. Many things happen on this time. And they will happen now and they will happen for the next few years. It's normally.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, I've got some quick questions. Okay. So we're going to be quick ones. Okay. And there might be a little bit fun as well. Okay. So the first question I have to ask you, you've heard the phrase, "This is Cyprus." Yeah. This is Cyprus, my friend. You ever, have they ever told you that? Yeah. What is the most "This is Cyprus" thing you've ever seen on the island?
Well, in Cyprus.
Yeah. About when you've seen something. Yeah. When you've seen something, you're like, that's what they mean when they say "This is Cyprus."
Okay. Things that happen in the game. Things that happen in the game that "This is Cyprus."
Refereeing decisions. Ball boys holding onto the ball for too long.
Not decisions. Many things.
Fair enough. Okay. At Armonia, who do you think dressed the best? Who do you think was the best dresser? Who wore the best clothes? And you saw, he's been wearing a lot of Gucci.
Wow, me.
You?
No, was one guy. No, I was dressing good. I have a good style. But was one guy that that I will never forget, because it was the guy that was close to me the first 6 months, Yorgos Vakoutsis.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had good relation, and we get fucked, because people sometimes speak about things that they didn't know. They think they know, but they never find.
Okay, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, which player was the best at taking free kicks in the squad at the time? Because I know you were there for a year and a half, roughly there or thereabouts, at Omonia.
Magno.
Yeah.
Magno was.
Okay. When you were playing against various teams, whether it be Abuel, which defender was talking the most, but then you did a little trick and you put him on his Golon? Was there any player that talked too much?
From Abuel?
Any team. When you were playing against the defender and the defender was talking, but maybe you put the ball between, you did a little nutmeg, put the ball between his legs or make him fall on his ass, anything like that?
If I was one player from Apollon, but I can't say his name. I don't remember. And I was fighting always, because one this time I was the best player in Omonia, and then on this time he was his best player in Apollon. I forget this guy with long hair.
Okay. What position was,
say
it?
Was it number 10? Was the
for Apollon?
Yes, he make a change to a big club.
What number did he wear?
Was number 10.
Sangoy, was it Argentinian?
Sangoy,
Gaston Sangoy. Yeah.
All the time we was fighting. By words in.
In Spanish, yeah. Brilliant, brilliant. Okay. In terms of the leadership in the squad, was there a player that you said, wow, he is Omonia, he should be the main guy? Caiafa, yeah. Everyone says that.
Caiafa.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Everyone says that about Caiafa. Is there any specific Caiafa story that you've got?
Easy, yeah. Yes. And one it was one guy that I really like him, the way he behave, the way he protect his club, because he considered Omonia as his club, and the way he treat me. He was one of the guys that always he advised me, be careful, you are in Cyprus, and he knew it that I was that I was a funny guy. I wanted to go out, these kind of things, and be careful. And Caiafa's as this guy.
Lovely. And the final question, Filemu, about the Omonia fans, what was the best thing you remember about the fans? I know you mentioned after a game where you just went out and you went in the bus.
I can't say other one. Was this.
No, yeah.
Because it was amazing. About 2,000, 3,000 people. As soon as I come out, because the fans, they was waiting for that, for 2 months, because I was not playing even one match, And on this time, it was the time that I feel it. No, fuck. This coach have no way to survive. And then you come out, all the players, they stay in the changing room. I come from Peia, the other side, to the other side of the field, going out. The police don't want me to go. And I say, no, I can go. Believe me, I can go. And then I realized that, yes, I was the guy of the fans. And when I listened my name as this, all the time they were singing, Marcelinho, and on this time, I realized that that they really love me in Omonia this time.
Amazing, Phila. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your honesty. It's been absolutely brilliant having you on the podcast. And hopefully one day I can have you back on with maybe Nelson, maybe a few other players, and we can really talk about your memories at the club. But it's been great talking to you.
There is many things as we can speak. Now, yes. Now I can speak about it.
Brilliant. Well, look, have you got any messages for the...
And about all Malakias that I was doing.
Everyone loves that word. Well, look, have you got any messages for the Omonia fans? Any messages for the fans?
Yeah, sometimes on Instagram, yes. Sometimes Instagram, Facebook.
Have you got anything to say to them now, Phile?
Well, the only thing I can say to them, it's, you know, was a really pleasure to be dressing the shirt of Omonia. And as a person, I feel really, really loved at this club. And of course, as a football player. And for me, was amazing because all the Highland knew it, who I am, because of Omonia, because of the fans, because of dressing this shirt. And of course, Omonia will stay forever in my heart. And if they ask me which club you support in Cyprus, definitely is Omonia. So when they celebrate the league, was the last one, no?
Last season,
last season. So I also celebrated on this side, and I was really happy because I knew it. That there was something that they was looking a long time ago as my other green club, Sporting Lisbon. So, yeah, now that I know that the club is better, because I know that they passed for a few years that they was not so good, the fans of Omonia, they deserve that the club is always on the top 2-3 and fighting to be champion. And I wish all the best for everyone.
Fantastic. Well, there you go, Cobella. Thank you, Marcelino, on the No Chof Des podcast. So that's it for another edition. Don't forget to like, subscribe, tell your nunna. So until next time, Bameshila Kamuade.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.